the newly crowned all-time leading trainer, Dale Romans.
Well, Chef Edward Lee,
I'm honored to be with Dan Issel.
I'm at the offices of Louisville Public Media.
Stephen George,
budding country music star,
J.D. Shelburne.
Rocky Adkins is with us.
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show, Louisville's longest-running and most interesting podcast. Join Rick Redding, your host, as he talks with some of the city's most interesting individuals. The city's leaders in politics, business, sports, and the arts join Rick in lively one-on-one interviews, taking on the topics that are making news in the Ville. Right now, Rick's ready to get the show rolling in the Louisville.am studio. Here's Rick.
And here I am, Rick Redding, back in the RE/MAX Properties East Studios in East Louisville. Thank you for tuning in to the Rusty Satellite Show. This is show number 316. Consecutive weeks in a row we've done a Rusty Satellite Show. It's quite a record. And I am speaking of long things that go on forever. I went to the Trombone Shorty show last night at Paristown Hall, Old Foresters Paristown Hall. Man, that guy held a note on the trumpet for like 2 minutes at least. It was really, I'd never seen anything like it. It was really great. So there's a lot about Paristown Hall coming up in today's show, including my interview with Heather Weston Bell. She is the Senior VP of Community Engagement for the Kentucky Center for the Arts, which operates the new Paristown Hall, which had its first concert open to the public last night. It was a sellout. 2,000 people showed up, and I was among them, and it was a very impressive night, as you'll hear later in the show from Heather. My other guest is Lene Price, and she, I didn't realize this till she got here, but her husband has been on the show before, Jordan Price. He's the teacher down at Lincoln Elementary. I hope that's the name of the school. I think it is. And he was on here because he was like had a national gig doing a Long John Silver's thing, and he's a great guy, great instructor down at the elementary school. And his wife, Lene, is also a very interesting person, really qualifies in terms of being what this show's all about, the most interesting people in the Ville. I never seem to fail. I tell you, when I started doing this show, I was reminded of this week. You know, when I call it the most interesting people in the Ville, and maybe in, you know, during the time of the first 100 or so shows, the question I got a lot was, well, what are you going to do when you run out of interesting people, Rick? Well, I'll tell you when that happens, and we'll find out. But in my research and in gathering guests and calling people and getting them on to get on the show, I was sort of at a low this week, but now I've got a pretty good lineup of guests lined up for the next several weeks, so I'm looking forward to that. A lot going on here at the Rusty Satellite Show. Now, our sponsors are very important to us here. In addition to RE/MAX Properties East, we have Passport Health Plan. It's been along for the ride from almost the very beginning. Love them and love that. My friends at Heiser Health, I've been talking to Peggy Heiser this week about some updates to my health issues, and they're great. If you have any sort of desire to improve your health, eat better, exercise, give Peggy a call over there at Heiser Health and the Eye Care Institute, where I got LASIK about this time last year, and it has been a life-changing experience for me. I really appreciate the folks in Butchertown at the Eye Care Institute. Give them a call at 589-1500. And also, by the Sokoler team at RE/MAX Properties East. I'm a member of that team. I am a realtor and can help you with your home search. You can give me a call at 502-439-6391 if you'd like to talk about real estate with me. All right, so a lot of that stuff out of the way, it's time to get on with the interviews. As I said, I went to the show down with Trombone Shorty last night, and it was a blast. It was a very successful event. I'll talk a little bit about it after you get to hear this interview with Heather Weston Bell.
I admit I used to think people addicted to painkillers just needed to toughen up, until it happened to my daughter. She really needed help. Thanks to Passport, we got it for her. Our doctor and our Passport case manager made sure she got the services and treatment she needed. Together, we got through it.
Find out how you can get Passport at passporthealthplan.com/together. Passport Health Plan. We're in this together.
All right, what a night it was last night. Heather, we were both there at the Old Foresters Paris Town Hall, getting used to saying that name. But you're Heather Weston Bell. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Very glad to be down there. Thank you for the tickets and Trombone Shorty was awesome.
Yes.
Were you down there with me on the floor like boogieing?
I was down on the floor. I was upstairs. I was trying to take in every view of the house and kind of see everyone dancing, you know, gauge the audience. And,
I mean, the place was packed.
You did
a really good job of
It was sold out.
Yeah.
It was a sold out opening night.
Wow. So yes. how many tickets did you sell?
So we had just over 2,000.
Wow.
It's a 2,000 standing room venue. Passy's is a little bit larger than that, but officially sold out show. We were thrilled.
Okay.
The community came out.
Yeah, well, we've been talking about this venue for forever, it seems like, but it's really, I was thinking back, I interviewed Steve Smith over there at the, what's the name of the business?
Harris Town Point?
Yeah.
Louisville Stoneware.
Yeah, Louisville Stoneware last year about this time, and it was like there wasn't anything going on, and it was like, when is this going to happen? Now it's up and running.
Up and running.
Okay, so just fill my audience in on what you do and why you're here. What are you doing and why are you here?
Well, I'm happy to be here. I am happy to be here today with a great opening night behind us. I've been at the center now for almost 18 years.
Wow.
And my job now is to work with our teams and oversee what we're offering to the community in programming, in events, and in education and community arts.
Okay.
And so we've got this mission here at the Kentucky Center to build lifelong relationships with the arts. So that's how we do it. You know, we do it by presenting artists in, whether it's here, the Brown, over at Paris Town now, and bringing programming out to the community.
Okay. Very, very nice. And you're a UK graduate, and you're like, you must be the star among all your friends because you're doing what you majored in. You're actually putting into practice.
Mom and Dad said, "Are there jobs for that? What is this arts administration?
Yeah, why are you getting a liberal arts degree? There's no jobs in that."
But it's
I
been
think
a great.
I've said that before.
It's been a great career, and you know, we've got a lot of fantastic jobs here in our community, right? A lot of arts and cultural jobs.
Right.
So I'm definitely thankful to have this one.
Well, I loved the whole Trombone Shorty act, nine people on stage and all that. I'm curious about the behind the scenes stuff about, you know, hosting. You know, you're the organization that's bringing these acts in. Like, so the dumb question would be like, so what's Trombone Shorty like? But
we have one of the most fun things. I know you're all about interesting people.
Mm-hmm.
And for the jobs that we have here, especially the folks that do our programming, that are having the vision of who are the artists that we want to work with and we want to bring in, they get to meet so many interesting people and form relationships with these artists, with the artist managers. And as you would expect, Trombone Shorty is humble. Such a sweet, sweet guy. And all the artists that we had last night, it was such a great feeling because they were so proud to be there. You know, they knew this was not any night. This wasn't just another show. They knew what it meant to the community. They knew what it meant to the center. And they wanted to give a great show.
Sure.
Palabolas, the dance troupe that came in.
Yeah, I missed that. I'm sorry.
Oh, you missed it then. All right, so we have video, hopefully, that we'll be putting out there. Because they were just incredible. You know, they sort of squeeze us in the middle of a number of other things they're doing up in the Northeast, and they created a unique work that reflected Louisville. So they created these beautiful images where they sort of recreated Louisville landmarks and moments in history. So it was very personalized to us, to Louisville.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So you were telling me about, I didn't even realize this, but somebody famous comes in, you give them a gift, right?
We do. We try. Yeah,
we want to
give them a great experience while they're here in Louisville, while they're here in Kentucky, and give them a great impression. So as we have been building this beautiful space, we've really been thinking about what's the artist experience, all the way from what's their lounge look like, where they get off the bus, right? They're living on a bus in some cases, And you want to make it warm and inviting and relaxing. And we wanted to reflect a little bit of Louisville in that. So, you know, they've got great digs down there that they can come and just relax and do what they need to do.
Now, this is within the
this is within forest, the building. So in the basement, okay. It's sort of all the behind the scenes,
oh,
right?
Cool.
Artist area and other fun things like storage. But with that, as you asked, we want them to have a great experience while they're here. And so we put together some really special gifts for them. And one of my fun stories about last night with Trombone Shorty, one of the gifts, there were two that were that I'll point out. One being a bat from Louisville Slugger. And Trombone Shorty loved this bat from Louisville Slugger. He thought it was just the most special thing that he'd been given this. And it really meant something to him. And then the other piece was Dan Forte, who's our vice president of programming, has a relationship over at Churchill Downs and was able to get horseshoes, actual horseshoes.
Okay.
And, you know, clean them all off. So every artist that comes through will receive a horseshoe from Kentucky that, you know, was on the foot of a horse, and a great sort of card that goes along with it that explains sort of that legacy of the horseshoe, and that in many cultures they believe that it's a token of great luck in the way you display it in your home. So
if it's facing up or facing down, one of them is good luck, right?
Yes, one of them is good luck.
You've got to know what it is.
I should know. I've got the detail of it. I'm going to have to follow up with you on that one.
Yeah, I'd say probably up. But these artists, when they come into town, I guess they're like almost like tourists. They want to see stuff. Do you arrange like things for them to do?
We have
arranged.
There've
been
some. Now, this isn't specific to the show last night, but in obviously we present a lot of artists, and over the years there've been some fun things. You know, you're more typical. Well, one, depending on how much they're on the road, they may just want to rest, right? Mm-hmm. They may want to relax.
Yeah.
We've got an artist that we present pretty regularly that here at the Kentucky Center in Whitney Hall, we've got a basketball court, and they will, not a basketball court, but a basketball goal.
Right.
They will play basketball.
Oh, yeah.
On the stage. And of course, no one sitting in Whitney Hall in the seats has any idea there's a basketball goal up there.
Well, that's crazy. Now, who was that?
That was Wynton Marsalis.
Oh.
He's a huge trumpeter. He's a fantastic trumpeter, world renowned, and he loves basketball. He loves basketball. We had a magician that came in several years ago, and he wanted to go to all of the finest antique stores. He was a big antique store. So, you know, he's in this community. You know, others, they want to check out the distilleries. You know, they know we're a bourbon town, and they want to have that experience.
Yeah.
So,
that's very cool.
Yeah, they love Louisville. They love Kentucky.
So, let's talk about this new hall that we opened up last night. You got some big names coming in the future.
Yes.
It's just a unique size at 2,000. It's like bigger than Headliners.
Yes.
It's different than the Iroquois. It's not as big as the Yum Center. Impress me with some names that are coming.
We've got some great names coming. And part of it is the whole goal here was let's attract some bands into this community that might not otherwise be able to come in. So finally we have a venue that will attract artists that maybe they were going to Indy, Cincinnati, Nashville. Now there's a place for them here in Louisville. And so actually Thursday evening, tomorrow evening, we've got our very first act that we're doing with our exclusive promoter, Production Simple. We've got Lucero in there with Lydia Lovelace.
Okay.
We jump ahead to August, and we've got Interpol in. We've got several shows that are on sale right now that take us all the way through the end of the year, including Drive-By Truckers, Judah and the Lion.
Now, that's one I want to go see.
It's going to be a great one. Sleater-Kinney is a really big one that I've heard several people say, I never thought I'd be able to see them here in Louisville. Hippocampus coming in.
Are you like
Wu-Tang.
Me, like
Wu-Tang Clan?
Wu-Tang Clan. Okay. Are you like me, like when you see the lineup for Forecastle, you go through and say, "These are the ones I've heard of, and these are the ones I've never heard of."
Yes.
Like,
that's totally me. But then what I love, because I went to Forecastle one of the days this past year, then you get to see these bands, you get to see these musicians that your eyes are open to, now you're a big fan of their music.
Yeah.
And I think the same is true. There were folks that were there last evening for our opening. Because it was our opening, maybe they didn't know Trombone Shorty. Now, there were a lot of Trombone Shorty fans in the audience and have seen him a number of times. But there were also folks who had not seen Trombone Shorty or knew much about him.
My girlfriend
loved
was
him.
One. And she
loved him.
Loved
and so now, you know, here he's grown a whole new audience base.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, part of in what we do here at the Kentucky Center, at the Brown, and now Paristown, the hope certainly would be that there's that confidence in the community of, okay, I trust in, you know, especially if there's an interest in that particular genre. You know, if you like punk music, you like rock music, you like, you know, alternate, whatever it is, give it a shot, you know.
So do you have like a top five favorite artist that you like that you want to get here?
Oh, that I want to get over to
Paristown?
Well,
just that you like. I'm questioning your...
Oh, that's such a hard question. I mean, I love so many different genres. I don't know that I have... I mean, we have some that we're working toward, absolutely, that are on our wish list.
Okay. Who's on your personal wish list?
For Paristown specifically?
Yeah.
For Paristown specifically. That's a good question.
Oh, man, I stumped you.
You really did stump me. It's hard to pinpoint an artist.
I would have been able to tell you. Now.
Oh, who's your number one? I'll flip
well,
it.
I'm putting my request in. There's
okay.
I have a top five musical artist list that I always go to and see.
So.
And one of my favorites, he's 78 years old, and he's putting out an album.
That's awesome.
Delbert McClinton. You know him?
Oh, yes.
He'd be great there.
Yes.
He'd be great there.
Yeah. You know, well, who I would love to get there would be Van Morrison.
Oh, yeah.
If I, you know, pull it in, intimate, 2000, but likelihood, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always go to see Scott Paul Thorne. He's one of my favorites, and he'd be great there. I guess it'd probably be a little too small for Lyle Lovett. He's my other. Lyle Lovett always plays here.
Yeah, Lyle Lovett plays here.
Center.
Lyle Lovett plays here.
He's great.
This is a different experience, though. I think that even in thinking about an artist maybe that was at Whitney or, you know, other venues, you know, sometimes artists have an interest in doing something that's a little bit more of an intimate experience.
Right.
Change it, you know, going from a seated venue to a standing room venue.
Lyle played Iroquois a few years ago.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. We love working with Lyle. He's great.
Next time he comes, I want to backstage meet and greet with him.
Okay.
So now that I've got
I'll try
you,
to hook you up.
Yeah. We're going to hook me up. Get him on the Rusty Satellite Show. Sometimes, you know, it's a thrill to get, like, somebody famous. Like, I actually got Paul Thorne on the show a few years ago. But, you know, figuring out how to get Lyle. So that's what I want to get next from you.
Okay.
That's your job.
That's a big task. I'll see if I can help you.
tell Lyle I need 15 minutes. But anyway, this is a really great thing for the city. I think the Kentucky Center's... Really done a lot. You know, I guess Kentucky Center, it was a downtime 2 years ago, right? The fire and things were bleak.
A year and a half ago. Well, we just got past it, actually. We just passed our one-year anniversary, and we're tracking towards this fall. We will be good as new.
Yeah, the lobby's still, you got to wear a hard hat to get in.
It's still under renovation, but we're closing out the work on the roof portion, and then we're going to start really pulling together, you know, all of the aesthetic elements coming in, the carpeting back in, and rebuilding our box office, and it's going to be a whole new lobby experience.
There was like some art that was
absolutely
damaged.
All of our not damaged.
Okay,
incredibly, there was no damage to any of our art.
Wow.
So right now it's in storage, but we worked with art conservators, and we're in good shape. So we were very, very fortunate.
Well,
because it's a stellar art collection.
It's good to know. So when's the lobby going to be open?
This fall.
This fall?
Yep.
Mid-fall
will be. Now, one of the most wonderful things is that with the exception of the weeks that followed, not any performances have been canceled, right? So shows have gone on. Obviously, it's been a little bit different of an audience experience, but we have appreciated people being so patient, still coming down, still coming to shows and supporting us, and then supporting all the groups that mean a lot to the center, the orchestra, the ballet, the opera, Stage One. Broadway. So thanks to the community for that.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. Well, Heather, you're doing a great job down here, and I'm sure glad I got to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Heiser Health, your complete health source for preventative medicine and optimum health. Visit the experts of medical doctors and nurse practitioners so they can evaluate your overall health and your health as you age. Heiser Health uses the primary preventative technique of nutrition with real food and effective exercise. If you qualify, you may need hormone replacement to optimize your health. Call the experts at Heiser Health, 502-882-4252.
All right. Well, I got to go down to the Kentucky Center for the Arts and talk to Heather. And they are, the lobby there is still closed, the main lobby. And as you heard in the interview, it's on its way back and will soon be open as well. But boy, what a great opening night for the Old Forester Parristown Hall. I want to tell you that the crowd there was really amazing. As Heather said, it was a sellout. But I saw so many. I'm going to be guilty of name dropping here, but I saw so many Rusty Satellite Show former guests in the crowd and got to catch up with, and it was a lot of fun. It's why it's fun to go out to things like that. I first ran into Brandon Cohn, the Metro Council member, and he's and his wife Summer Auerbach, who runs Rainbow Blossom. It's always good to see them. Say hello. Matt Jamie was down there. Butchertown's a great provider of bourbon barrel foods. Had an interesting conversation with Andy Bleeden, the so-called mayor of Butchertown. He is he's really always entertaining. He says that he had his performance, his musical performance at Forecastle again this year, and he said this was the last time he's going to do that for a number of different reasons. But it was great to see Andy. He's always marketing something. He's got that corner of down. He's got a new sign up at that vacant corner down at Melwood and Frankfort, and his son is marketing that project. Dan Borsch was there. Dan is the proprietor of Burger Girl Diner, which is now gone, I believe, 24/7 since he was on the show, and he is very close to opening his new bar right there along Frankfort Avenue near the Frankfort Avenue Beer Depot. That was an interesting update. He posted some pictures on Facebook of the bar he's brought in there. It's a lot of vintage stuff. He said he's looking for some. He's looking for a Sterling beer sign. I think I saw it. said online. So, anyway, that also it was great to see Dan in the upper deck, and I also saw Maggie Harlow, who owns the Sonorama company downtown. I talked to her about potential work that we're going to do. Something for the Rusty Satellite Show. So that's it. And there were plenty of other people I knew there. And it was in Trombone Shorty. If you don't know about Trombone Shorty, I'm going to play a clip at the end of this segment, and you'll just get a little taste of the amazing things the man does with the trombone. It's really something. Okay. So this part of the show, I talk about some things that happened to me. I'm going to skip pretty much what's happening in the news this week, because I've got so much other stuff I want to talk about. I really do. Before we get to Lene Price and my very interesting conversation with her. So pardon me for just a second, because I know I've been in crowds where people talk about their golf game, and it's the most boring stuff you ever want. It's almost as bad as people talking about their fantasy football team and how close they came to winning against somebody else in these made-up football leagues. But I did play Iroquois Golf Course very early Sunday morning, and had an experience that you don't get very often. It wasn't a hole-in-one, but it's the next best thing. On the 17th hole, I hit a good drive into the fairway, and it's a par 4. So I'm 155 yards out. Pull out my 6-iron, and I hit a pretty good shot toward the hole. The pin's in the front of the green, but it is situated in a way that you can't really see the ball land. Okay, so I hit it up there. I said, well, that seemed like it was pretty close. Paula was playing with me. She said, yeah, that was really right on it. So we got up there, and my initial reaction was anger, because I didn't see the ball on the green. So Paula quickly checked the hole, and believe it or not, the ball was in the hole for an eagle, a 2 on a par 4. Now, you usually hear it was almost as good as a hole-in-one on a par 3. You hear about eagles on par 5s a lot because, sometimes par 5s are set up in a way that you can get on the green in 2 and make a nice putt, and you got an eagle. But to get an eagle on a par 4, you have to knock it in from pretty far off. And so I knocked it in from 155 yards. All right, thanks for listening to my golf story. That was uh, That was fun. I've done a lot of interesting things in the last week or so. I went to the Summer Luau in Nulu, where former Rusty guest Trevor Cravens was there and bought me a beer. Thank you, Trevor. And it was great. We also stopped in. I was curious about the International Tap House at Main and Clay, and they don't have food, I discovered. I was in the mood to get something to eat, but it's just drinks in there. But it's a nice setting. I don't know how well they'll do. There's so many places to go to grab a drink. It seems like in Nulu, and that's another one. That's another one to keep in mind. We ended up going. The line was too long at Grind and Feast. There were just zillions of people down there. We went over to the Spring Street Tavern. Have you ever been there? If not, you should. It's an old fashioned place. Probably been there a long time. And I had something unusual. I hope Peggy Heiser, my diet advisor, is not listening. But I had a burger there. And, you know, so it was really good, a real throwback. And so got to have that experience as well. And then, of course, last night before the show, we went to, because, you know, it's Burger Week in Louisville. And I think if you're listening to this on Thursday, you can still go out and get a $5 burger at one of a dozen or more restaurants in town. And one of those restaurants is Brook and Billy's. They're on Vine Street right next to Paris Town Hall. I'd not been there before. I thought I'd give it a try. And I will say there's good and bad. But the good is the burger was pretty good. Two burgers in a week. I haven't had one in like 6 months. So, you know, I'm going to be backing off on that a little bit. But had the $5 burger. It's part of Burger Week. And, you know, that place has potential. They just need some help. You know, the service was slow. And it wasn't really that crowded. It should have been more crowded with 2,000 people showing up next door at this concert hall. So, anyway, I would encourage you to maybe put it on your list if you're in that area. Certainly, if there's something going on at Paris Town Hall, it's a good place to stop in and eat. You could go up the street. I think Heather suggested that her favorite restaurant in that nearby is Martin's. The barbecue place in the old Lynn's Paradise Cafe, and she's right. That's good food as well there. So anyway, that's what's going on there. I wanted to do some shameless advertising here. I have a condo now for rent in Nulu. Not in Nulu. It's in Clifton. It's at the corner of Idlewild and Brownsboro Road, next to Pat's Steakhouse. Ideal location. It's very small. It's perfect for a single professional. I wish you'd call me about it. 502-439-6391. If you know somebody that needs a cool place, I'm willing to negotiate the length of the lease, and it can even be furnished, because I don't really have a place to put my stuff. Because as you know, if you're listening, if you listen every week, I've moved in with Paula out in J-Town, and I'm loving that too. It's all great, but I really need to get my condo rented down in Clifton. So there will be some ads on Facebook coming out in the very near future. I'm going to market it as part of my real estate practice, which is going very well. Very well. I've been showing a lot of houses. And I don't know if you saw the story that we published on Louisville KY, but it's worth noting. It's worth going to Louisville KY and seeing it. There is a website called Livability that ranks cities. And this listing is a rank for first-time home buyers. It takes into account the affordability of homes, the resale home value, purchasing programs available for first-time buyers, and the overall quality of life in the area. And da-da-da-da-dum, guess where we finished? Numero 7. That's right, we finished 7th on that list. So I didn't look at the whole list to see who else is there. Let me take a quick look at that. The 7 best cities for first-time home buyers. And Louisville is number 7. So you're curious, right? What are the others? All right. Number 6 is Knoxville. Knoxville, Tennessee. Place I lived for a couple of years back in the 80s. Winston-Salem, North Carolina is number 5. Pueblo, Colorado, which is interesting because my son Josh lives in Longmont, and the story here says that the price of real estate in Denver might be out of reach, but in the charming city of Pueblo, 2 hours south of Denver, you can get a good deal on a house if you wanted to. Cincinnati, surprisingly, is in there at number 3. Oklahoma City is number 2, and the number 1 city for first-time homebuyers, surprisingly, is Pittsburgh. Yeah, Pittsburgh, of all places. But if you are a first-time homebuyer, or if you're paying that rent and living in an apartment and wondering what you're getting, you know, you're basically, a lot of people say, well, you're throwing your money away if you're paying rent. Okay, well, there are a lot of programs available for people that are first-time homebuyers. I would encourage you to give me a call, and I would be glad to talk to you about getting some lending assistance. We have some great realtors here on the Sekolar team at RE/MAX Properties East, and I can put you in touch with that and help you find a home and do all that stuff, all part of the great list of services we provide at the Sekolar team right here. Okay, so next up, you're going to hear from Lene Price, and she is putting on an event at the Iroquois Park Amphitheater in September that is worth noting, and it's about bringing people together from all different nationalities, lifestyles, etc. And they're all going to sing a song, and that's what it's all about. So if that sounds intriguing to you, stay tuned for the interview with Lene Price coming right up after I'll give you 30 seconds or so of Trombone Shorty. You're looking so pretty as a dog on pity. Oh, you're looking so fine. I said, look out, brother. Let me get further, look close to the one I love. Anything better than the opposite sex, they must have kept it up above. Here come the girl. And here we are at the Rusty Satellite Show, right here in the RE/MAX Properties East Studios. And I have a very special guest today, Lene Price.
Hi.
Hi. I think it's the first time I've interviewed the spouse of somebody I've already interviewed before.
Really? Yeah. Oh, well, that's awesome.
Longtime listeners will remember Jordan Price and as the great we did the interview down where he works, Price Elementary. He's a great
Lincoln
teacher.
Elementary, yeah. So he's the drama teacher Lincoln at Elementary. Lincoln Performing Arts Elementary School. Yeah, and he was the pirate for Long John Silver's, and he went to Good Morning America. Actually, he went to Good Morning America 3 days before my son was born.
Okay.
So I was hugely now, pregnant, I was like, but you can't pass up that opportunity.
I understand you're a coach of sorts. So I want to know what kind of coaching advice you gave him when he went up there.
I do not give him coaching advice. We like to keep that separate. He's a professional actor, so he's got the TV personality, he's ready for all of that.
He's got all
that.
He's good
to go. If anything, he could probably give me advice. The coaching I do coach people to prep for media appearances, but I do a lot of professional development, leadership, and communication coaching. I'm executive coaching.
Okay. Well, I'll take some. You know, I probably could use it.
Should I start billing now?
you can start doing it now. This is like my 600th 12-minute interview. So, if I'm getting it wrong, I'm duplicating it over and over.
No, I'm sure you're doing a great job. You can give me some pointers.
Well, you have such an interesting background. You told me you grew up in Memphis.
That's right.
And got out of there.
Got out of there.
Tell me your life story in 20 seconds.
Life story in 20 seconds. I'm originally from Mississippi, grew up in Memphis, got out of there as quick as I could, went to college in Knoxville, moved to New York after to pursue theater, but not really. Really, okay. I just wanted to live in New York City. And I started running nonprofit organizations in college, and I ended up being an executive director of a nonprofit in New York. And I knew I wanted to get out of there because I couldn't stand the idea of having a stroller on the subway. So when we decided we were getting close to wanting to have kids, my husband and I looked at housing prices and I showed him prices down south. He's from New York. And so when he compared the prices, he was like, heck yeah, let's get out of here. So we checked out a few places and we bounced around and we landed in Louisville, and it has been an incredible experience since.
Yeah.
Was that fast enough for you?
Yeah, that was really good. You're like the poster child for what the Louisville tourism people would want or would want to say.
No kidding,
these
Rick.
Are the people we need in this town.
They should be paying me, because I'll tell you, we moved here and we got Jordan's parents to move here from New York. Jordan's cousins from South Florida have moved here, and in 2 weeks my sister and brother-in-law are moving here from Memphis. I'm telling you, I should be on their payroll.
Yeah. You got a whole compound. Everybody lives in the on the same street, right?
Hell no.
That's not happening. All right. Well, you're in here because you're very interesting, number one. But you have a big event coming up in September. I want to hear about.
Yeah, and I'm excited to tell you about it. So I work for the Jewish community of Louisville, and I used to be full time. I was their development director for a long time, and I've been working there in various capacities for about 7 years. And now, because I started my own business, I am just working there on a part time basis, and they give me special projects. And I think this is the most special project that I've ever been given. It is going to be a big giant community sing-along, and it's called Love Sings Louder. It's going to be on September 15th at the Iroquois Amphitheater, and our goal with this event is to bring together a diverse crowd. And when I say diverse, I don't mean like, oh, we want to have white and black people in the same room. Like, sure, that's well and good. But no, I mean diversity that truly represents Louisville. So in JCPS, we have over 100 spoken languages. Okay, there is way more diversity than just skin tones. Okay, we're talking cultural diversity, we're talking religious diversity, and we want to bring everybody together in one place to come together in song. There's just something magical about music, first of all. I've always felt that way. I mean, anybody who says, I don't like music, you don't believe them. That's not true. It's like saying, I hate hospitals. Yeah, sure, everybody hates hospitals. Everybody loves music in some form. And it doesn't matter what kind of music. When you have a group of people singing together, I want you to think to when you're at a baseball game and everyone sings the
National Anthem.
I mean, it just... it gives you chill bumps. If it doesn't move you in some way, you are dead inside. And so I just think bringing together people in song has this really magical power to move us. And what we want to do is bring as diverse a crowd as possible together, sing one really beautiful song.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool. What's the song?
We don't know exactly what song yet. We have our committee working on that. So what we've done is we've brought together a group of about 20 to 23 organizations that represent a lot of different parts of the community. So we have people from the Americana Community Center. We have people from Fun for the Arts. We have people from the Indian community. We have representatives from the Ethiopian community, from the African American churches. We have Metro Parks. We have JCPS, the Kentucky Refugees Ministry. We have representatives from all of these organizations. We've come together. We've had a few committee meetings now, and we're trying to sort through all of that. And we have Harry Pickens, who, are you familiar with Harry Pickens?
Harry, of course, has been a guest on this show.
I'm sure he has, because he's only the best for the Rusty Satellite.
He is one of the most interesting people in the Ville, for sure.
He absolutely is. He calls himself a peace provocateur, which I just think is amazing. And
he's fun to talk to. Yes.
He is. And he's a musician. And so he and Cantor David Lipp, who is also a musician, are going to come together and work with several other people to pick the song, translate the song to have a few different languages represented in the lyrics. And what we do is, you don't have to be able to sing to come to this event. So are you a singer?
I don't have good ability, but enthusiasm.
Enthusiasm is all it takes.
That's exactly what
I was going to say. All you need is enthusiasm. And you know what? Frankly, you can come a little unwillingly to the table, and we will still get you there. Don't worry about it. I'm a terrible singer. My husband's a great singer. But here's what's awesome about everyone singing together is your voice will be I don't want to say drowned out, because that's not what we're going for.
Blended.
Your voice will be blended with all of the others, and it will sound magical no matter what. So what we're going to do is Harry and Cantor Lip and a few others are going to teach the parts of the song based on where you're standing in the audience, and you'll learn a different part, and so there will be some harmony, and it's going to be magic, y'all. Magic.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's cool. And what's the result? I mean, is it just... okay, we did this, when you walk away.
I'm so glad you asked that. That's the most important question. So I am all about the why of programs, okay? I want to know truly, why are we doing this? Because if it's just a one-off magic moment, that's not enough for me. We are putting this program together because while one of the outcomes is this magic moment, the biggest outcome that we're looking for is being able to build collaboration and build bridges between the different parts of the community. So by bringing all of these individuals together around the planning table, one, I'm going to easily be able to pick up the phone now when I need something or when something's come up or when I have questions. I'm not going to have to hesitate. It's not going to be a, let me call somebody from Kentucky Refugee Ministries and be bounced around for who do I need to talk to and, oh, this is awkward, but can I? I now have a relationship with them. So if something comes up, I know who to call. And that is what we need in our community. We need to be able to break down some of these barriers. And do I need to move this?
Well, something's vibrating on the table. No big deal.
We need to be able to break down barriers and make people feel more comfortable with one another. And that's what we're going for. So by working together to create this event, we're going to have this one big win together, which, you know, when you have a win with people that you don't know that well, it bonds you for life.
Yeah.
And that's
what we're looking for. Well, it's great. And, you know, I'm sure this is not a political event, but there's all sorts of talk in the city, in the country about immigration and all these people. And there are groups that don't like the fact that all these people that you're going to bring to this event are even here.
Yeah.
So I think something positive coming out of that.
Absolutely.
Is good and PR for the city, right?
Yeah, no question. I mean, here's the thing. This is all very timely. You know, part of the reason we want to do this is because we fully recognize that this is a really divisive time for our country. And it is hard when you don't see the face of the other. And so what we really want is for people to come and see the face of the other and invite the stranger, which is a big tenet of Judaism. I mean, this is the Jewish community of Louisville. And while we have... what's the word I'm looking for? While we have Jewish while we have Jewish values, they are really human values, and they're shared amongst all of the people that are participating in this program. And so, yeah, we're going to come together, and we're going to show the world, because we're going to make an awesome video.
So, there will be video and social media and all that. For people that are listening and are interested, what are you talking about? Where do they find it?
Where do they find what?
Where do they find information about your event?
Oh, thank you. They can find information at jewishlouisville.org, which is the Jewish Community Center's website. There's information on our calendar for September 15th. You can click there and find it.
Okay.
And
then it's also at the great Iroquois Amphitheater.
Mm-hmm. You'll find it on the Iroquois Amphitheater website very soon.
Okay. And it's called, once again?
Love Sings Louder.
Okay. Love Sings Louder. Names are important. That's my transition to changing topics here.
Got it.
The other thing that's interesting about you are a fellow podcaster. You do this, is it called Bourbon and Babies?
It is. All right. My husband and I have a parenting podcast called Bourbon and Babies, and our tagline is straight up parenting on the rocks, because parenting ain't easy, and it has a lot of, we could say, triggers. There are a lot of challenging things that we all deal with, and one of the reasons we started this podcast is because I got really tired of going on all of these parenting groups and seeing these people getting on their high horses and judging everyone else and telling everyone that what they're doing is wrong. And so I really just wanted to give people a voice to say, hey, guess what? We're all just faking it till we make it. And let's just acknowledge the fact that some things work for some and others work for others. And it's all right.
Right.
Based on what it is that you need for your family. But what we like to do is share what's working for people.
Yeah.
And if that works for you, awesome. And we want to hear your feedback. So we have this lovely Facebook group called Bourbon and Babies.
Wow. Well, that's cool. Well, I'll have to check that out. And, check out your podcast, and like I said, you're welcome to use our studio sometime if you want to come.
I'd love that. Your studio's much fancier than the Bourbon and Baby Studio.
Well, yeah, it's great for great that Remax Properties East has made this possible, and so Bourbon and Babies, and that's for like I like I'm out of the loop in parenting, you know. So your kids are how old?
I have a 7-year-old and an almost 2-year-old.
Wow!
But we bring on guests for every episode. Most every episode, and we cover things like we recently had a couple who are an interracial couple. We talked about race and some of the hard things that come up related to race and how to talk to your kids about race. We've had people come on and talk about gender issues. We've talked about postpartum depression. I mean, we've covered a lot of things, and there are many more to cover. You know, when we started our podcast, and you might have felt this way too, Rick, I thought, is there enough to talk about? And then, lo and behold, we started a list, and every person that we had come on the show, it made us think, oh, we should also talk about this. We should also talk about this. And now we've got just pages and pages. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a fact you never know until you get into it. Mm-hmm. The most frequent question I had when I first started this show with the tagline, the most interesting people in the Ville, was, what are you going to do when you run out of interesting people?
I don't know that you will. One, I have more interesting people moving here, as I told you.
Right. That's going to be great.
I can continue recruiting just for you.
Okay. Well, that'll be great. Any suggestions on other interesting people that are guests? But they'll be hard-pressed to be as interesting as you.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, there you go. So, anyway, Lene, thank you for coming in, being on the show. We'll look forward to September 15th. And that, my friends, is what the Rusty Satellite Show is all about. I hope you've been entertained and enjoyed learning a little bit more about Louisville KY through some of the most interesting people in the Ville. That's what you get every week here on the Rusty Satellite Show. Thanks to my guest, Heather Weston Bell, down at the Center for the Arts, is great. Really enjoyed spending a little bit of time with her, as well as Lene Price, who came over here to the Remax Properties East studio and talked with me, along with Caroline Knopp, my longtime collaborator, who tells me about things that are going on and probably leads the league in finding interesting people for me to talk to, and I really appreciate it. I look forward to that event at Iroquois Park in September. Should be quite a spectacle, and you know, it's fun learning about Lene. She's got a lot going on there. So that's what the Rusty Satellite Show is. It's sponsored by Passport Health Plan, Heiser Health, and the Eye Care Institute, as well as Remax Properties East, and me. I'm a realtor here at the Sokoler Medley team at Remax Properties East. Give me a call anytime at 502-439-6391 if you want to talk about real estate, some of the things that are going on in the market. There's a lot of activity right now, and it's a good time to buy. It's a good time to be a buyer or a seller. So there you go. That's it for the Rusty Satellite Show. This is Rick Redding signing off. Thank you for listening to the podcast, the longest running and most interesting podcast in the Ville. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. Rick will be back in the Louisville.am studio with two more of the most interesting people in the Ville next week. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. To suggest a future guest or inquire about doing your own podcast, get in touch with Rick through Facebook or Twitter, or send an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. To see the full list of guests who have appeared on the show since 2013, go to rustysatelliteshow.com.